Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's a long way from Super Bowl 50, as the Broncos-Panthers matchup in 2022 will see teams with two of the worst records in the NFL battle to be not as bad as the other. Hey everyone, please do me a favor and hit the subscribe button and the like button. Because if you don't like it, what are you even doing here? Seriously, please subscribe. MHR Live. Thank you. Hey Broncos Country, I'm Lori Lattimore-Volkman, and this is your post-Turkey Day roundup. The Broncos took a little time off for Thanksgiving too, and let's hope that it got them thinking about what they're grateful for. Such as having a job? Just ask Melvin Gordon. The day after the game last week, he was given his washing papers. And while many were happy about that, I for one was not. I know he was a fumble machine. Cutting him seemed a bit drastic, possibly vindictive. Either way, he was the fall guy, and many players probably are thinking that if they don't contribute, they could end up in the same boat. So, be thankful. Or maybe they should be thankful for fans like Broncos Country who are sticking around despite this pathetic showing each week. Hopefully, everyone is thankful for the Broncos defense that is the number one reason this team has any wins this year. And probably everyone, including the head coach, is thankful that Clint Kubiak is the new play caller.
It seemed like we had a rhythm. It definitely led to us having, you know, better numbers in terms of percentages. Just got to finish it at the end of the day.
The shift of duties was announced on game day last week, and the head coach was obviously uncomfortable on the sidelines with nothing to do. But he said this week he's enjoyed being a coach to all facets of the game, not just the offense.
Oh, it's been great. Was in some special teams meetings, still very heavily involved with the offense and being in the quarterback room as much as I can, but just being sure that I'm around to see more things, see how things are coached, see how things are executed out on the practice field, to see if there's something that I can catch, I can help correct, or just even how it's taught, anything like that. So I think it's been great up to this point, seeing more guys, able to be around, not feeling guilty if all of a sudden you get stuck and have to talk with somebody and not racing to a meeting. So I think it's been really good so far.
While the change was not enough to spark the offense to a win, it was enough to spark the offense to a first drive score. The first time it has done that this season.
Trying to do it with Latavius Murray. He'll walk home. And the Broncos indeed have an opening drive touchdown for the first time this year.
The Broncos will look to build on that very slight momentum with the offense this week.
We started fast. We were able to go down and score on the first drive. I heard that, I saw we hadn't done that yet. And so, I think that's a positive to look at. And so, we want to continue to build on that.
Figuring out what has been most to blame for the offense this year has been a bit of a puzzle, as Hackett's game management and play calling have been, in a word, terrible. But Wilson has not been without fault, and a few strong voices out there are noticing that his deficiencies are also a problem. Tim Jenkins has been breaking down the quarterback's film all year, and he has found plenty of problems with the $250 million quarterback.
Okay, this one we got marked as bad. We're going to let it play first. A little play action, trying to run samurai, gets to the check down. Okay, is it a positive play? Yes. Is it a bad because we missed? Absolutely. Let's talk through the concept. Okay, we got samurai. We got the deep post. That's one. Deep over, that's two. Then our check down, right, that we saw Melvin Gordon on, that would be three. Okay, you guys got it? Watch this safety. It's all based on this safety. Safety's coming down to jump what? He's coming down to jump the deep over. Okay? I know Russ is winding up, but he's setting his feet to jump this deep over. If you can, as a quarterback, right? If we see the safety set his feet, we got to try to throw this vertical. So one, I think he could have thrown the vertical. Second point I would make is that even if it was because he's winding up, I think Russ can fit this one in with a body up shot on Cortland Sutton. We got to drive the deep over, or we got to take the stick at A post on that. I have it marked as a brutal miss after looking at it again. I don't know if I'd say brutal miss, but definitely I'd be marking it as a miss if I was in the quarterback room.
A report from The Athletic this week argued that Wilson's waning ability to escape the pocket, something that has been a fundamental of his game, is preventing him from being a great quarterback. In fact, staying in the pocket and going through his reads has never been his game, and having to do it now is causing problems for everyone. As the reporters noted, his worst habits are being magnified right now. The question for this weekend and the six remaining games this season will be whether Wilson can improve enough to move the ball down the field and score, and or whether Kubiak can call a game that will play to his strengths. Both of those will require better protection and a better run game, two things that are going to be hard to come by right now.
Yeah, we got to come out and have a better third quarter. Our third quarters have been what's part of, I think, why we are where we are. Not even part of it, a big part of it. I think we've had pretty good first half for the most part, decent. Some have been better than others, but the third quarter has slowed us down tremendously. So that's something that I'm really focused on over the next, few days, and then obviously going to this game and the rest of the games we have this year, and hopefully we can turn it around.
Moving on to the Panthers game. At 3-8, the Panthers are about as frustrating for their fan base as the Broncos are for us. With a carousel of quarterbacks that will be settling on Sam Darnold this weekend and wasted talent on offense and defense, this Panthers team cannot be counted out. Hackett noted that the quarterback is often overlooked for his athletic ability. But the Broncos should know this and should not overlook it, because the last time they played Darnold, when he was a New York Jet, he torched them for three touchdowns in a 34-16 blowout win.
Goodbye! Touchdown, Jets!
He's underestimated as an athlete. I mean, he can take off, he can extend plays, he can run with the ball, he can make scramble drills come alive. So I think that's going to be probably the biggest challenge for us, is making sure we contain him in the pocket, not let him get out and get loose.
That will fall on a pass rush that has been strong but not dominant since trading away Bradley Chubb and having Randy Gregory on IR, as well as a secondary that has been amazing but did get torched a few times last week. Darnold told the media this week that his focus is that Broncos defense, a unit he called very good.
I think they do a really good job mixing up their pressures. I think they do a really good job disguising. Their safeties are really good, and Jackson and Simmons. Obviously, their secondary with Pat, Surtain, and obviously they got a great front. So we got our hands full. But it'll be fun to attack them, and it'll be a fun challenge for us.
For Darnold, the goals will be similar to the Broncos, having good first and second down plays that lead to first downs or manageable third downs. Also something that the Broncos offense should be focusing on. With a strong defensive front that likes to bring a lot of pressure on the quarterback, Russell Wilson and the offense are going to need to get back to that quick passing game they started with last week.
He's been a very good player throughout his time in the league, and they do a lot of unique things from their pressure. They love to pressure. They're one of the highest pressuring teams in the league. They'll bring it from all over, and they'll definitely test Russell. He's going to have to follow his protection rules, understand what he's going to be facing, because they're going to throw everything at him. And there's going to be some things that they haven't done before that they're probably going to throw at him. But they're a really good defense, both with their pressure schemes and just, I mean, their stout front up. I mean, gosh, 95 is a monster in the middle. I mean, they've got a lot of good football players.
As mentioned earlier, that run game will be key. And getting it going with a trio of relatively new running backs will be important. Now, without Melvin Gordon or Chase Edmonds, who's on IR, it will be up to three NFL journeymen. Latavius Murray, who's played a few games with the Broncos now, Marlon Mack, and Divine Azeekbo.
I know it was a lot of expectations around it, right? But I think what people forget is it's not easy. It's not easy to win. It's not easy to just come in and you know, click right away, right? I think it's been done, right? But it's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, for somebody that's in it now, and you go out there and you prepare, you practice, and then to not have the results that, you know, you expect, that hurts even more. So it's not easy, though. And so that's why when you win, it feels good. You need to enjoy it and appreciate it because they're hard to come by.
This matchup against the Panthers will not be easy, but it is one of the easiest games they have left. Hopefully the Broncos can come by a win on Sunday.